From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back into News and Views. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry not in today. Baron Coleman here on a daily basis. Again, Jack Campbell, if you're turning and looking for him, he's been gone a little while. Recovering. We're going to get to the biggest news of the day, and I kind of timed this on purpose because there's a press conference on this news right now. And I was curious if there'd be any run-up to this press conference during the 9 o'clock hour on Fox News. There was none. There was none. And so we'll do that in a second, but I do want to bring in a caller who called during the break, 272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Herman?
Hey, I like that city ordinance.
Yeah, I do too. I'm a big fan.
Down there at I-65 Southern Bypass, I don't go through there much, but I can't stand going through there. They could load the paddy wagon up down there.
Yeah, 85 at the Boulevard happens a lot, too, and it's annoying because that's a long light, 3, 4, 5-minute light, and you have to sit there while someone's glaring at you into the window, And the problem is not that someone's in need. That's not the problem. The problem is most of these people, and I'm taking Todd Strange's word at it and the police's word at it, they watch these people come, get in their car, they're from out of town, they drive, they park in that hotel parking lot around the corner, they walk over there, and then they panhandle for a day or two, and then they, an hour or two or 3 or 4 hours, however long, and then they drive home. And to me, that is a total abuse of the public trust. It's a total abuse of the social compact we have with one another.
We were doing a job at 65 and Cobbs Ford, and I watched 4 days in a row a family get out of the van with their kids. They got little kids with them, panhandling. I guess it's scam on that part. But down there at 65 in the Southern Bypass, those guys got mental problems, and I watched one shooting pool with golf balls out into the road. It's dangerous as well. I mean, he's out there chasing golf balls in the road.
You talking about the Tiger Woods on the Southern Boulevard?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't seem to harm anybody, but he does hit golf balls into traffic. Yeah, it's a little on you. You know, if you're traveling through Montgomery from out of town and you're worried that you're going to be hit with a golf ball, that's actually possible.
Yeah.
Depending on which exit you get off of, you might get hit with a golf ball.
All right, keep up the good work.
Appreciate it.
I gotta go to work.
Yeah, thank you, Herman. 272-9228. Who is this?
Don.
Hey, Don.
I'm not sure what definition a panhandler is, but will it include people that stand out in the street with buckets and boots?
I hope so. That's a great question. And I asked the mayor about this before, and I've actually called the mayor directly while I'm driving down the road on a weekend, and you see the people in their boots and the buckets, and they're harassing. They were at East Chase the other day, harassing people leaving the mall. And a lot of times they'll post up on Troy Highway and Taylor Road right there, and they just wander around the intersection with buckets. Who knows what scam they're running? They may be raising money for legitimate purpose, but my God, it's organized. And people are giving them money, and I can't think, you know, to me, there are a few legitimate group fundraising exercises. They never take place in traffic. Never.
To me,
never
law needs the law needs a definition of panhandling.
Well,
to
this
me,
law supposedly
phony
does.
Phony churches and feed the children and all this other stuff ain't nothing but a panhandling scam, too. So they need to get them out of the street because it's unsafe.
I agree. It says the new ordinance defines panhandling. Now, I do not have a copy of it. I'm just reading the WSFA version. But it does supposedly define panhandling. Good call, Don. You're doing good. You're doing good work, Don. You're doing good work. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, Baron. It's David.
Hey, David.
Yeah, I actually engaged one of those people one day when I was coming down Ann Street, sitting at a traffic light, and they come into Montgomery several times a year from a church in Tampa, in the Tampa area. And, I tried to engage him and get information from him about, you know, where their church was, what their beliefs were. And, of course, you never get a straight answer from them, and which pretty much tells me it's probably a scam, a cult, or both.
Yeah. And that's... It's probably a scam.
Yeah, I mean,
probably a scam.
So.
You know?
Probably so.
Most seem to be that type of a scam.
Yeah, yeah. And it, you know, of course, I moved out of Montgomery 1st of February, but it had gotten to the point you couldn't even stop at a gas station in Montgomery without having someone hitting you up for money.
Where did
or whatever,
you move?
Up to Millbrook.
Yeah.
And
why'd you leave Montgomery? Because people hitting you up at gas stations?
Well, no, because we had 4 murders within a mile of my house last year and had a attempted murder next door. So that was it. It was over.
Wow. What neighborhood were you in?
Over in Capitol Heights.
Holy mackerel. There's some nice areas over there.
We've talked
about this on air before.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's just closing in. I mean, well, not so much closing in, it's expanding everywhere in Montgomery. I mean, there's really no safe place in Montgomery anymore from, you know, the crime factor in Montgomery.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I couldn't stop at a gas station in Montgomery when I'd been at a gas station, stopped 5 o'clock in the morning, put gas in my truck on the way to work, and have a panhandler walk up to me at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, want money.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I just get so tired of it, you know, I used to, you know, have some empathy for them, but not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, so. I don't know, man. It's a tough situation because you want to be charitable, right?
Yeah, you do. But you know, and I am a charitable person. You know, I give to charities of my choosing and stuff. But you know, the vast majority of these people are drug addicts. You know, and that's all they're doing. They'll give you the, you know, they'll have a story. You know, and the funny thing is, like for the next month, like every one of them that you run into has basically the same story. So they just kind of exchange the story, whatever's working that month. Right. Amongst each other, and so you hear it over and over and over again. And I remember the story was one time last year running that, you know, somebody's mom was in the hospital in Birmingham and they needed gas money. And I heard that like five or six times over a 30-day period from different people. And finally, the last guy said, boy, there's a lot of people's moms in Birmingham in the hospital simultaneously. That's amazing.
Yeah, and... I'm the guy who has to get gas money to get back to Tuskegee, or I've heard them all.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel bad. You know, I feel bad for the guy who really does need to get back.
Yeah.
And just needs a couple bucks, you know.
Yeah.
But,
you know, and you were talking about Starbucks earlier. I started 2 years ago. I no longer give Starbucks my business because, you know, Schultz, who owns it.
Yeah.
He at a stockholders meeting. Made the statement that anyone who believed in family values was not welcome at a Starbucks.
Really?
So, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that went totally uncovered unless you, you know, found that on an alternative website, news website online. Yeah, the media completely blacked that out.
That doesn't surprise me.
And so, you know, at that point, I told my wife even, I said, you are never going to Starbucks again, babe.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that we weren't welcome, we family values people.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. So,
That's unfortunate. Anyway. All right.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye.
Appreciate it. Thanks. 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Bud. How
hey,
are you
Bud.
Doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing good. Considering broken down in Pennsylvania but over the weekend. But other than that, I can't run.
You broke down in Pennsylvania?
Broke down in Pennsylvania.
What were you in? And, your truck?
Yes. Yes.
Did anybody come help you?
I was towed to the repair facility sitting here right now, and you will not
What
believe.
Part of Pennsylvania are you in?
I'm in Carlisle, about 35 miles away from Gettysburg.
I lived in Carlisle.
Really?
Yeah. I was on the corner. Yeah, Carlisle is basically the corner of 76 and 81.
Yeah. I was there at the truck stop right there.
Yeah, I know exactly. If you take Highway 11 into town, I was one block off of that, and I was on 110 Southwest Street, number 2.
My goodness.
Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Well, I was actually delivering, I guess it was Friday, all the way up in Sodus, New York. So I was about 3 miles away from Lake Ontario shoreline and was coming back down. But it's amazing. When I broke down, I looked for some churches online and I sent an email, and a deacon came out and picked me up and went to a church. And downtown is absolutely beautiful.
In downtown Carlisle? Cool.
Buildings.
Hey, there's a place called the Hamilton Inn or something like that. If you're still there, they have hot dogs they call Hachi Dogs. A couple Hachi Dogs at the Hamilton. It is a treat, an absolute treat.
How close is that to the college there? Went by the
3 blocks.
College.
3-4 blocks. It's on the main little drag right there, the main street.
Okay, well, I would have passed it yesterday going to and from church, but I'm loving the
What
area.
Church did you go to there?
Grace Baptist. It's a Reformed Baptist church about 15 minutes away from the intersection of 76 and 81.
Okay.
And it's amazing that that church actually is involved with the same seminary in Ecuador that my church in Montgomery, Alabama is. You know, people say that's odd. No, that's God. God brought me to a church that knows my pastors in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah. High Street's the main drag there. Half block off of the main little four-way intersection on High Street is the Hamilton restaurant. Hachi Dogs,
okay.
My friend. Hachi Dogs.
Well, I will tell you what. I have a newfound perception of Pennsylvania coming down through the north side through 81 south.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always loved the mountains of Tennessee, but the mountains up in north Pennsylvania and the valleys, absolutely gorgeous.
I'm telling you what, I'm almost in tears. I loved living in Carlisle. I loved the year we spent there. It's a great place, great people, lots of cool little restaurants. I was telling somebody just the other day, we used to do like a three bar tour. You're probably not going to do this, but we used to do like a three little bar tour. While we were there on Thursday nights, we'd start at the Gingerbread Man, then we'd walk over to Blondie's, then we'd go over to Fast Eddie's. And we did it pretty much every Thursday night I lived there, and had a great time. It was just a really cool little town. And the Carlisle Barracks are there. That's where the U.S. Army War College is. So, you know, we have the Air Force War College here. The Army War College is maybe 3 miles from you.
Okay. I know I passed some kind of, looked like a park, and it had the tanks and the...
Yeah,
it's very close to the place. That obviously was not why I called.
Sure.
This is amazing we got this, but you know, you were talking about the panhandling law and driving. Obviously, you're seeing them. I'm seeing them everywhere. But one thing, there's that old saying, you do not want to give a drunk a drink. You don't know what kind of problems, if they're strung out on drugs or whatever, and you got to be obedient whatever God puts on your heart. But one thing that my wife and I have started doing, and if you don't feel comfortable giving people cash, we drive around with like meal coupons for McDonald's, Burger King's, Taco Bell, or whatever. If you see somebody and you don't feel comfortable giving money, you can always give them something like a meal ticket, a $5 gift certificate to McDonald's, which allows them to buy a meal. And so you're able to give a cup of cold water without worrying about, are you supporting a substance abuse?
Yeah.
And that was just a suggestion.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Good call.
Thank you, sir. You have a blessed day.
Carlisle, Pennsylvania. How about that? Good for him. I had a great time living up there. Good food. There's a lot of German influence in that area. So a lot of there's some German restaurants and some, it's just things you can't get down here. Bill.
Oh, hey, on the panhandlers, my wife used to work for the Salvation Army.
Uh-huh.
And she said that anytime you see these people, don't give them money. The Salvation Army dead set upon you giving people money because she said the majority of these people are either alcoholics or drug addicts. And so that is that's one of their doctrines they have there at the Salvation Army. In my experience, I have offered, if you go to the Raceway station there on the bypass, you'll get hit up anytime you go in there with the sick mother has to go to Birmingham, or people just come up and just walk up to you and say, give me $5. I mean, I have offered to take people to the Salvation Army. I said, you know, get in the car, I'll take you down to Salvation, and never have I ever had anybody take me up on going to the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
If they don't get money, that's what they're there for. They're there to get money, you know.
They don't want help, some of them.
You know,
my guess is there's somebody out there who genuinely needs a ride somewhere, who genuinely is hungry. But in Montgomery, we don't have a huge homeless population,
right?
And we have a lot of good resources for homeless people,
and
they're largely, you know, take care of. And let's be honest, a lot of people don't choose homelessness. Homelessness chooses them because they're mentally ill, and we don't have the mental facilities we used to in order to house those people.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was there at Holy Spirit at a Bible class one time, and a guy actually walked in.
Yeah.
And he was full of it. I got to get back to LaGrange and all this, and I told him, I said, all right, I said, you get down the street here to the filling station and you wait on me, and when class is over, I'll come down and I'll fill your car up full of gasoline. He wasn't there.
Yeah, I bet he was.
it is sad because, and I also, my wife and I are sticklers for these people with dogs. So, you know, we got a soft heart for the dogs, and actually took a guy over into the Burger King and fed him and his dog a hamburger, and he was just trying to get to Texas or someplace. I don't know where he was going, but he seemed to be he seemed to be an honest kid. He didn't, and I could tell by looking at him he wasn't on crack or nothing. So yeah. You know, it's kind of you're making kind of a judgment call, but in general, as the Salvation Army says, most of these people are out there to get money to buy drugs.
Yeah.
And that, you know. Anyway, enjoy your program.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Okay, bye.
When we get back, the biggest story in 10 years is unfolding before our very eyes, and I'm going to go into it. And I'm going to try to avoid speculating too much, but it's necessary. Sometimes you have to speculate a little bit. And we may do that. BathInnovations.com sponsors the guest hotline, 271-2723. 271-2723 is how you get in touch with BathInnovations.com. You can also check them out online, bathinnovations.com. You can go in person, East Boulevard, right there across from Home Depot. Right across from the East Boulevard, Home Depot. There's the Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center right there, Green Roof. That's where Bath Innovations is. Go in there. These guys are general contractors. I had several listeners already contact me and say that Bath Innovations had redone their restroom, their bathroom. That's what they do, bathrooms. They're not going to come in there and redo your living room and all that. They're general contractors. They're there to do bathrooms. They want to make bathrooms great again, and they want to make them look good, and they do a great job. They got acrylic. They got tile. They got all kinds of stuff you can choose from. Find something that fits in your price point. Find something that fits in the beauty you expect, and they'll come in there and do it right. Because they're general contractors, they do it right. They take it all the way down to the studs, and they replace everything, repair everything, and make it look really, really good. Bathinnovations.com, 271-2723, or check them out in their showroom on the East Boulevard. It's 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. On a daily basis, my favorite, Jim Croce, you'll take you to the first break of the 10 o'clock hour. Playing guitar in a studio. Oh, well, it hadn't been there an hour when he met a Broadway flower. You know she took him for his money and she left him in a cheap hotel. Oh, well, it's easy for you to see that that country boy is me. See, and how am I gonna help breaking news to the folks back home?
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
For the daily races, going nowhere.
is 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Back on a normal week, which means Heirloom Jewelers will be open all week, except for today. So on Monday, that's the day you gather all the stuff you want to take to Heirloom Jewelers. Any kind of gold. Gold prices are at ridiculously high levels right now. Your gold, your silver, your platinum, whatever you want to take in, you gather that today. You look at your jewels, you look through diamonds and rubies and sapphires and opals and anything that you want to part with. And you go up there and you get a deal. You get a value. He tells you what he can give you for that stuff. And it's amazing. You either accept it and he writes you a check, or you say, eh, and you walk home with your stuff. It's that easy. You could take it to other places in town, but he's going to give you more money than anybody. He's the most honest jeweler I've ever dealt with. He's the most honest jewelry guy I've ever dealt with. Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers is a remarkable, remarkable specimen of humanity. Get by his store when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers, he's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, on the Taylor Road side of Bell Road. So if you're going from downtown out on Vaughn Road, he's going to be past Bell Road on the right. If you're going from, like, the Waters and Pike Road into Montgomery, and you're on Vaughn Road, he's going to be on the left after you pass the public shopping center and all that. You go down a little bit after all that, then Troop Booth's on the left right there. So that's where he is, across the street from that old Bruno's right there, where I mentioned earlier I used to work at a coffee shop right across the street from Troop Booth. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. Take your stuff in there. Get a deal. He's got great stuff. Get on his Facebook page. Get on his Facebook page. It's incredible. Doesn't have everything on there, but puts a few sample pieces out here and there. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, sabathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Don't call necessarily during this segment, because I'm going to spend a little time on this. Biggest story probably in the last 10 years. You could maybe argue the last 20. And let me go through and say how big of a deal that is, because 20 years ago, what is this, 2009? That would take you 1999. That's the dot-com bust. That's 9/11. I don't want to say it's a bigger story than 9/11. But that's probably the last time there was a story this big. And I'm not kidding. I'm not overselling this story. And as soon as I read you the headline, you go, oh, come on. No, I'm telling you. I'm not overselling this story. Here's the headline. Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested for sex trafficking of minors. Between 2002 and 2005, Jeffrey Epstein was reportedly, allegedly, sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida and overseas to his private island off the coast of Puerto Rico. He's reportedly to do in court Monday. That's today. He's 66 years old. Several years ago, he was arrested for these very charges, these very crimes, and it was covered up. It was covered up by a U.S. attorney in South Florida, and he got a slap on the wrist. And you might ask yourself, if he was sex trafficking dozens of minors, what on earth was anyone doing covering it up? Well, you've got to figure out who are some of his best friends and who are some of his most frequent travel companions. How about a British prince? How about a former president of the United States? How about the former Secretary of State of the United States? How about some of the most powerful CEOs and billionaires in the world? How about foreign heads of state? Jeffrey Epstein's been accused of transporting young women, and when I say young, I mean like 14, on his private jet nicknamed the Lolita Express. Lolita after the book and movie, of course, by the same name, detailing a young teenage girl and her sexual exploits. Everybody knew this was happening. During the entire Me Too movement, I was stunned that Jeffrey Epstein's name never came out. Bill Clinton, according to disclosed flight logs, has taken 26 trips among his private jet.
including several to the island he owns off the coast of Puerto Rico, known as Lolita Island, where the girls who were allegedly trapped on Lolita Island at the time said that they were forced to perform sex acts on grown men. He also has ties to President Trump. One of his alleged victims, Epstein's alleged victims, was a 15-year-old employee at Mar-a-Lago, Trump's mansion in South Florida, in private club. And various Trump allies are tied to this story. Trump actually, you'll hear liberals say this, Trump was on the Lolita Express, I believe, one time. Maybe not that particular plane, but he was on an Epstein private plane one time. He was hitching a ride back from South Florida to New York. And he rode with Trump's, with Epstein's son, I believe, or son-in-law, maybe. There's no allegation that Trump was on the plane with any underage women. There's no allegation that Trump was on the plane to go to Lolita Island, where underage sex slaves apparently were being held. And if this sounds like something out of a movie, sometimes reality is starker, more depressing, and more shocking than Hollywood can create. But depending on how Epstein plays this, one of a couple of things is about to happen. I believe Epstein is being sacrificed by somebody. You know who one of the prosecutors is on this case, we believe? The Epstein case up in... It's being prosecuted out of the Southern District of New York, U.S. Attorney's Office. You know who one of the prosecutors allegedly is? A woman named Maureen Comey. Maureen Comey. Who in January of 2017 participated in the famous Pussy Hat March, protesting Donald J. Trump. Maureen Comey and her mother were at the parade at the Trump Resistance March. She is the daughter of James Comey. CNN reported Saturday night that the team of federal prosecutors from the Southern District of New York includes Maureen Comey. And Christine Pelosi, daughter of Nancy Pelosi. Funny how all the daughters come out when you're talking about young girls being raped. Christine Pelosi says the Epstein case is horrific and the young women deserve justice. It's quite likely that some of our faves are implicated. Some of our faves, F-A-V-E-S, faves, like our favorite politicians and favorite business leaders. It's quite likely that some of our faves are implicated, but we must follow the facts and let the chips fall where they may. How does Christine Pelosi know that some of her faves are implicated? Was she aware and sat on the sidelines and allowed young women to be raped? Is that what was happening? You guys realize this was the worst-kept secret in Washington, D.C. This was the worst-kept secret on Wall Street in New York City. This was the worst-kept secret among heads of state. Jeffrey Epstein was dealing underage girls to famous people, rich people, powerful people. He had people recruiting underage girls. And then the underage girls, he would pay them to recruit more underage girls. And they would wine them and dine them and buy them stuff and give them money and then rape them. Why is this the biggest story since 9/11, in my opinion? Because of who all is involved, who all is going to be taken out. Epstein wasn't doing this for himself. Epstein, incidentally, is often said to be a billionaire. But if you ask around, nobody knows where he's got his money. He supposedly was some sort of a business tycoon, hedge fund manager. But when you look at who his list of clients are, there really isn't anyone. I would go on to speculate that the bulk of his money was probably dealing young, underage girls to rich and powerful people. The type of people who might pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for the opportunity to visit Lolita Island and have their way with underage girls. Believe it or not, this is a sickness that's real and it happens. And despite any protest to the contrary from liberals, Donald Trump will not be involved in this. I'll tell you why I know that after the break. But I think this is going to take out some very rich and powerful people. I think you'll see people mysteriously die as a result of this. This is going to take out people around the world. You guys remember Pizzagate? Remember Pizzagate? How the left mocked anyone and mainstream Republicans mocked anyone who dared suggest that there was a underground pedophile ring in Washington, D.C.? Remember that? Remember people mocking that? If you don't, good. I'm glad you don't. Remember how they said, oh, they're saying Hillary Clinton ran a pedophile ring out of a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C.? No, nobody ever said that. What they said was, rich and powerful people, particularly in D.C., are pedophiles. And somebody's wheeling and dealing these people. And Hillary Clinton is involved. She was at the island, too. She was on the plane a lot. So was Bill Clinton. I'm not saying they were wheeling and dealing. I don't know what they were doing. Epstein's at the epicenter of it and can take a lot of people out if he wants to. A lot of people out if he wants to. I'll tell you why that concerns me on the other side of the break as well. But I'll tell you how I know. How I know on the other side of the break. It's 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. Just don't care.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching again today, hoping for some thunderstorms. And I think the rain chances are at least decent later on this afternoon and this evening before they fade out tonight. So hopefully some towns will get some decent downpours. Today's high 96, low tonight 76. Tomorrow up to about 97 with some spotty thunderstorms here and there. Then on Wednesday and especially Thursday and Friday, we'll bump up the rain chances a notch or two as we watch developments in the Gulf of Mexico. High temperatures in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Fox Business Network, the selling continues on Wall Street. This is hopes of a federal rate cut fade following a strong June jobs report Friday. One of the drags on the Dow, Boeing, which lost a deal to Airbus with a Saudi budget carrier. Now, Apple shares down about 2% after being downgraded from neutral to sell by Rosenblatt Securities, which believes Apple will face fundamental deterioration. Billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein expected in court in New York today. The registered sex offender arrested over the weekend on new sex trafficking charges. And the New York Post reporting that Google is in talks to help create a fourth U.S. wireless carrier. The Post quoting sources as saying its director has been in discussions with satellite TV giant Dish Network. A spokesperson writing, these claims are simply false. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
All right, guys, welcome back in. Baron Coleman here, 43 minutes after 10 o'clock. Alabama Home Mortgage, generous sponsors of this program. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage have been unbelievably busy. You know why? Because mortgage rates have plummeted. The 10-year note's down to around 2%, and mortgage rates typically follow that by a point and a half, 2 points behind it. So you're looking at some of the best rates you've seen in the mortgage lending world ever. And they're happening right now. So you got to get on the phone and call her, 567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out online, Alabama Home Mortgage. You can Google that, Alabama Home Mortgage, or you can just go to ALAHomeMortgage.com. Or, you can find her on Facebook. Fill the app out online, call, fill an app. Got to do the app, though. I had somebody complaining on my Facebook page the other day. Kim Williams hadn't serviced me. You know why? Because you hadn't filled out a mortgage yet. You got to give her permission to pull your credit so she knows what you qualify for. She's not going to waste her time. Just, you know, it's not one of those places. You can get on Google and say, what's the average interest rate right now? But, I mean, until you know your specifics, your house, your paycheck, then you really can't calculate it too much. So check that out. 567-4223, 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, Equal Housing Lenders. All right, so where are we on this Epstein thing? Why is it such a big deal? Probably the biggest wrinkle and the weirdest part of this thing, to be honest with you. Remember I said earlier that a U.S. attorney down in the Southern District of Florida is the one who gave this guy such a sweetheart cush deal last time? You know, he was arrested for this thing. He was facing basically life in prison. And he got off with nothing. He got off with some probation. And it's been pretty unbelievable. Who might be implicated by this evidence is probably the reason he got off with the sweetheart deal. You start looking through there, and Epstein says, all right, here's who I can take out. And if you don't give me a sweetheart deal and seal this case up, and that's what they did. They gave him a sweetheart deal and then sealed up the case so that nobody could look and see who any of the people were. But the U.S. attorney is a guy named Alexander Acosta. Not related, I don't believe, to Jim Acosta, the loser who works for CNN. Alexander Acosta right now... Actually, I don't want to get the department wrong. He's a labor secretary. He's the current labor secretary for Donald Trump. He allowed Epstein to plead guilty to one count of soliciting prostitution from a 14-year-old girl in 2008... for which he served 13 months in jail and basically got some probation after that. This guy was facing potentially life. I mean, he still is. Dozens of women, maybe hundreds of young girls raped. Maybe hundreds of young girls dealt as chattel to the rich and powerful around the world. Lives destroyed and ruined. Girls that were recruited at the mall. You know, their mom would drop them off at the mall. And they would be recruited with promises of fancy gifts and lots of money if they would just come over to this guy's mansion and give him a massage or something. And then they would recruit their friends, and their friends would recruit their friends, and it became an ongoing deal, and some of them would get shipped off to this Lolita Island. And God knows how many people went missing in the midst of all this. God knows, because you're treating these young girls like a commodity, like a sack of corn or a hunk of copper. You know, oh, I need some copper for my factory. Oh, I need some 14-year-old girls for my whore operation down in Lolita Island. I mean, it's no difference to these guys. These guys are evil. These guys are evil. Epstein, Clinton, these guys are evil. I'm wondering how Alex Acosta ended up in Trump's cabinet. I don't know if this is a you keep your friends close and your enemies closer kind of thing. Now, Trump the other day on talking to Sean Hannity, Trump asked Sean Hannity, or Sean Hannity asked Trump, what do you think about Bill Clinton? And he said something to the effect of, Bill Clinton's a nice guy, very nice guy, but he's going to have a lot of problems coming up with this Jeffrey Epstein thing and his plane and his private island. Well, then this weekend, Epstein gets arrested. Here's how I know Trump wasn't involved. Here's how I know Trump wasn't involved. Back in 2017, there was a court motion to unseal nearly 2,000 documents, to make them public. The documents, the motion was filed by a filmmaker and author, a guy named Mike Cernovich. And the court unsealed the records, but has given people a few weeks to object to their name being unsealed. But apparently these names are about to be unsealed. And there have been lawsuits filed by, I think, 30 of the young girls who were basically imprisoned and raped. One of them is a woman named Virginia Roberts Guffrey. She's filing a lawsuit against British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, who apparently was helping procure young women for Epstein's 14-year-old rape factory. Guffrey says that Ghislaine Maxwell helped Epstein traffic her and other underage girls to sex parties at residences around the country and around the world. But the case was settled and the records were sealed. And that's when Mike Cernovich got in. And later, the Miami Herald joined in. And other parties, including lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who wants these records unsealed because a lot of people have said Dershowitz was one of the people traveling with Epstein to the private island and the plane and everything. And Dershowitz says, don't think I'm a creep going after 14-year-olds. I need my name cleared on this thing. And so Democrats, because one of the incidents took place at Mar-a-Lago where he recruited a young girl, and because Alex Acosta is now the labor secretary, he's the guy that gave him the sweetheart deal, a lot of people have assumed Donald J. Trump is involved. A lot of liberals are just flat out making that allegation. I can't wait till Trump gets taken out with this. And they base it on a sentence that Trump gave years ago, talking about Epstein, called him a terrific guy who likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. Yet, supposedly, according to those who are close to the situation, when Trump found out that he was trying to pick up a 15-year-old employee at Mar-a-Lago, Trump kicked him out of the club and banned him for life. Banned Epstein for life. Here's the way a New York Post article described Epstein and the Clintons back in 2016. Epstein has spent the bulk of his adult life cultivating relationships with the world's most powerful men. Flight logs show that from 2001 to 2003, Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's plane, dubbed the Lolita Express, 26 times in 2 years. That's once a month. After Epstein's arrest in July 2006, federal tax records show Epstein donated $25,000 to the Clinton Foundation that year. But what about Trump? What about Donald J. Trump? What about the God Emperor of the United States? What about the very stable genius, the doctor, the cowboy?
What do we make of Trump in this whole thing? After all, he hired Acosta. Some of the stuff took place at Mar-a-Lago. He once flew on a plane from Miami to New York. One of the attorneys for the young women, a guy named Bradley Edwards, who was later sued by Epstein to try to break Edwards and get him to stop pursuing the case, sent out a bunch of subpoenas to rich and powerful men that he knew had information on Jeffrey Epstein. According to him, and there's a video that says this, there's a video of him commenting, and he says, Donald Trump was the only person who provided assistance. Everybody else stonewalled him and blocked him and tried to make his life hell. Here's what he said. The only thing I can say about President Trump is that he is the only person who, in 2009, when I served a lot of subpoenas on a lot of people, or at least gave notice to some pretty connected people that I want to talk to them, Donald Trump is the only person who picked up the phone and said, let's just talk. I'll give you as much time as you want. I'll tell you what you need to know. And he was very helpful. He was helpful in the information he gave, and he gave no indication whatsoever he was involved in anything untoward whatsoever. But he had good information that checked out and that helped us, and we didn't have to take a deposition of him. He was the only person who picked up the phone, didn't get called, didn't get subpoenaed, didn't get deposed, picked up the phone and said, what do you want to know? I'll talk to you. I'll give you as much time as you need. Guy's a scumbag, this Epstein guy. What do you need to know? I'll tell you anything you need to know. I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump is not involved in this. Donald Trump is giddy this is taking place. And I do believe this has been timed for some while. Now, what do I make of James Comey's daughter being on here? What do I make of James Comey's daughter being on the prosecution team? I don't know. I don't know if she's there to provide assistance. Because, you know who the FBI director was at the time Epstein got the sweetheart deal? You know who the FBI director was? Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller was the FBI director at the time. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what to make of Maureen Comey being on the team. She may be there as a plant. She may be there to get information out of the investigation so that the rich and powerful people know when they need to take their cyanide pills, when they need to go to France or some other non-extradition country. You notice who's been strikingly absent from the news? A guy who, after he left the White House, set up a little White House with his weird live-in arrangement with Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama. Barack Obama's been shockingly absent. Remember, he spends a lot of time in the French Polynesian Islands. Wonder why. Non-extradition territory, my friends. Non-extradition territory. I don't want to speculate on this. I don't want to speculate on who's involved and who's not. I want to stick with the facts. The facts are, Bill Clinton's name has come up on this. Those are facts. Bill Clinton's name has come up on this because Bill Clinton was on the plane a lot. But other than that, I don't want to speculate. I don't want to speculate. I know there's a British prince whose name has come up a lot. Is it Prince Andrew? Was that his name? But I do believe Jeffrey Epstein is the reason why the mainstream media went bonkers over Pizzagate. I do believe that's the reason that mainstream Democrats, mainstream Republicans all went bonkers over Pizzagate. Because the allegation was never that there was an underground pizza. There was a basement in a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C., where an underground pedophile ring was being led by Hillary Clinton. That was never the allegation. But that allegation is so ridiculously stupid that if you can make people believe by repeating it enough, if you can make people believe that is the allegation, people will dismiss it out of hand. That's the most absurd thing I've ever heard. But what if the allegation wasn't at all that there was an underground pedophile ring being led by Hillary Clinton out of the basement of a pizza parlor? What if that wasn't the allegation at all? What if the allegation was rather there's an underground pedophile ring being led by a good friend of Bill Clinton's who has traveled with Bill Clinton on dozens of occasions And some of the most richest, the richest and most powerful and connected people in the entire world are involved. And it could involve missing teens. It could involve sexually exploited teens. It could involve killed teens. Kidnap, rape, billionaires, presidents, former secretaries of state, former heads of state of other countries, princes, a prime minister of Britain allegedly involved. What if that was the allegation the entire time? What if that was the allegation? And what if it had a lot of really rich and powerful people very scared? Do you remember what I told you? If you give me enough money and enough time, you give me enough money and control and access to all the social media sites, and I can censor what's said on social media, and I can control what's said on the news media, and I can control what's said on radio, and I can control what's said in newspapers, and I can control what's said in music and movies. You give me enough money and access to all those industries, I can have you believing anything. I can have you believing that Bill Clinton's a decent and honorable person who made a mistake in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky. But other than that, he's a decent guy. I can have you believe that people who are alleging that there are pedophiles at the highest levels of corporate and government services, government operations, I can have you believe that anybody who alleges that some of these people are pedophiles, is the people making the allegations are the crazy ones. They're the dangerous ones, not the people allegedly raping 14-year-old girls. We'll be back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of...